I replaced all my Lululemon shorts with Bird Dogs. Bird Dog shorts do the exact same thing, but fit way better. They actually look like khaki shorts, so I can wear them all day, for my morning hike or bike ride to the bar. I can't stop wearing them. Join over 1 million guys who discovered the best shorts on the market. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB. Promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off. We promise you.
Ari, appreciate the time as always. How you been?
I'm doing well, Zach. You know, we're here in the month of June. Usually it's supposed to be much quieter in the NFL, but of course the NFL never sleeps. And as you said, there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, when we start with DeAndre Hopkins, I'm a Patriot fan. I feel pretty confident that they're going to find a way to land him. I know he was at Foxborough today for his meeting, and he was with Tennessee last week, I think it was on Sunday. What does your gut tell you on where DeAndre Hopkins is going to land?
Yep, I mean, it's probably the biggest name free agent out there right now. To have him on the market in June usually does not happen. And, you know, he did meet with the Patriots today. It actually just concluded about an hour ago, and it sounds like it went well. I mean, he posted on his Instagram a picture of himself with Matthew Judon. Of course, he had some familiarity there with Bill O'Brien, and people have wondered, you know, the ending in Houston was so sour. What makes Bill O'Brien possibly want him back? So clearly they possibly met today and talked it out, and we'll see where that goes. But for me, you know, things could definitely happen where he does sign very soon. But at the same time, a lot of teams, you know, front offices, coaches, players, this is now going to be their vacation time. You know, people are going off right now. And for Hopkins, he doesn't have to sign right now. There is really no urgency to do anything. It's not like he'll be on the field for minicamp or anything. So if he wants to, he could continue to take his time, see if there are other teams who want him to visit once they get back to the facilities or something like that. Or he could wait, you know, for a potential injury to happen, which happens every year at training camp. We see it all the time. I mean, we just saw one right now earlier this week with the Jets signing Adrian Amos, who was on the market all offseason long. They had Chuck Clark suffer a serious injury, and all of a sudden Amos finds a team who was willing to pay him a one-year $4 million contract, which he was not getting up until now. So he could take his time if he wants to, but so far he has two teams that sound like they have some interest in him.
Yeah, it's interesting that you bring up the Jets, because Robert Saleh clearly flirted with Odell Beckham Jr. along with Joe Douglas. We all saw it at the league meetings. But then when DeAndre Hopkins was made available, the Jets were like, okay, we like our wide receiving room. We're good. I was surprised by that.
Yeah, I think that might have to do more with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I know Aaron Rodgers tried to say that there was no official quote-unquote wish list, but there are players who he wanted the Jets to at least look into, and one of them was Odell Beckham Jr. The others were, including Randall Cobb and Alan Lazard, who they did sign, and they looked into Odell, and I think they did have some interest in him, but they definitely were not going to pay him the one-year $15 million he got from Baltimore, and it looks like on Aaron Rodgers' wish list, DeAndre Hopkins was not on that list, and everyone knew he was available for trade all offseason long. And on top of that, Hopkins kind of made it clear in his I Am Athlete podcast that Rodgers isn't one of the quarterbacks he wants to play with. So it sounds like both players kind of don't have that much interest in playing with each other.
Which is just bizarre, because Rodgers is a great quarterback, Hopkins a great wide receiver. You would think they would be a perfect fit together.
Yeah, yep. I mean, you know, especially for Aaron, where you are going to the Jets and it's a one- or two-year window, you want to get as many weapons as possible, and it sounds like he's fine with Lazard and Wilson and Hardman and Cobb and all those guys they have right now. They would have been okay adding Odell. I'm sure, as I mentioned before, they weren't going to pay him that much for him to join that loaded group. But Aaron, we know, is friends with Odell, and we know that he's added some of his friends, and I would just guess that he doesn't have much of a relationship with DeAndre, and he realized the situation with the Jets right now. They are fine in their receiver group, and it's not a must to add someone like that to their room right now.
And I'm just going to guess here, Ari Mirov. Also, Aaron Rodgers, I know Hopkins was out first, and then after that followed Dalvin Cook. I think Dalvin Cook is going to wind up with the Jets. That's what I've been predicting. Do you think that has a good shot of happening?
I wouldn't rule it out. I know a lot of people have been mentioning the Dolphins and the Bills and the Broncos. I haven't seen much of the Jets talk out there, but I definitely wouldn't rule out the Jets as a team that will have interest in all of this. I do know that Dalvin is looking to take his time. He is looking to get a contract, unlike some other players who would be getting contracts at this time of the year. So He does have $2 million that's already fully guaranteed from getting released in Minnesota this year. But that money offsets with whichever deal he will sign here in free agency. So I would imagine he wants to get paid at the very least $5, $6, maybe even $7 million, maybe even more, whatever it is. But he wants to get a legitimate contract. But as you said, I would not rule out the Jets, and actually would not surprise me at all if they end up being at least a finalist in this in the running for Dalvin Cook.
Get into Dalvin Cook's old team, Ari Mirov. He does a great job for the 33rd team covering the NFL. You can always follow him at My Sports Update. Minnesota was 13-4 last year in the regular season, but they're not as good as what their record stated that they were, and we kind of saw that in the postseason when they lost to the Giants. No more Za'Darius Smith, no more Patrick Peterson. Now Dalvin Cook is out. How do you kind of view the Vikings heading into this season?
Yeah, you know, when last offseason, when they hired a new GM, Quedio Del Formento, that was a very outside-the-box hire. What I mean by that is that he wasn't really your traditional, you know, scout-by-trade GM hire. This is a guy who, you know, used to work in Wall Street. He's very into analytics and numbers. And many people thought that they would change the way they operate. And last offseason, they really didn't. They actually kept all those players around. They even added more players like Za'Darius Smith and Jordan Hicks. And they went for it. And as you said, they were 13-4. They made the playoffs. They won a lot of one-score games, but they ended up losing in the first round to a Giants team at home in the playoffs. This offseason, we're finally seeing Kwezi put his vision for this team. As you said, they moved on from Cook, moved on from Thielen, moved on from Eric Kendricks. Those are three guys who are franchise cornerstones. They traded Za'Darius Smith. They let a couple guys leave in free agency. So he's now finally putting his own fingertips on this roster. And the thing that came out yesterday also, which was interesting, is that Kirk Cousins will not be signing an extension here this offseason, which means now he's slated to become a free agent next year. So this is a team that is in transition basically on the fly. And, you know, I still wouldn't discount them as a good team going into the season. They still have a lot of good players, but they're finally moving off all those players that were there for so many years, those core players who were there during the Rick Spielman era. They're moving those guys out, and we're finally seeing what Kwezi wants to do with this roster. I think next year is really the pivotal year where we finally really see the vision that he has when it comes to adding players to this roster, who is the quarterback he's going to want, and those type of things. So the Vikings should still be a good team. I don't really know how sustainable it is to win, what was it, 8 or 9 one-score games doing it again this year, so they're going to have to find a way to you know, separate themselves in some games or not have those teams come back to them the way they did last year. But we're finally seeing a different Vikings team after all those years of having those players in the building.
When I hear all those things about the uncertainty with Kirk Cousins, Dalvin Cook no longer there, maybe some regression based off the great record that they had last year, I think it's imperative that they better get a deal done by week one with Justin Jefferson. Because, Ari, the last thing you want in on some uncertain times this season is at the end of the year him to be frustrated and not want to be back with Minnesota.
No, you're absolutely right. There's probably two big extensions that they have to get done this offseason. One is Justin Jefferson, who more than likely will become not just the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL, but I would expect it to be by a wide margin. Right now it's Tyreek Hill. It says $30 million per year, but really it's $25 million per year when you look at the real numbers. I would not be shocked if Justin Jefferson is aiming to get a true $30-plus million per year on his new contract, and the Vikings have to figure out a way to make sure they lock him up for the long term before there will be some more significant change in that franchise. And the other one is T.J. Hockenson, who they traded for last offseason from Detroit. He is also entering the final year of his contract. They gave up a second-round pick in that trade. He was very, very productive for them in that offense, and he might be aiming to become one of the highest-paid tight ends in the NFL. So they have two big deals to get done. Now, I'm pretty sure those two guys are part of the future there for Kwezi Adofo-Mensah and for Kevin O'Connell. But those are two big deals, very complex deals, and they could potentially both be market-resetting deals. So those are two things that are going to be priority here once you know, they get back into some negotiating here after they get back from some vacation.
I think one of the more fascinating questions right now in the NFC, we know Philadelphia is the best team, and then the 49ers are number two. If you had to pick a third team in the NFC, who do you think right now on paper is the third best team in the NFC?
So who'd you say was number two? Said Philadelphia, and who?
The 49ers.
Yeah, I would probably agree with San Francisco there, even though really nobody knows what their quarterback situation is right now. It's such a difficult one to say. Let me think of the air. Like, I want to say Dallas, but they've kind of let us down so much in the past where it's like, I don't really know if it's them. You know what? Let me go with another team in the NFC West. I mean, Seattle has, I think, shocked everyone last year with what they did. And it was pretty cool of them. You know, there was so much talk during the draft about, you know what, yeah, we signed Geno Smith, but that contract, even though it was reported as a three-year, $105 million deal, really it's a one-year deal that they could get out of it if he doesn't play well. Well, they didn't draft any quarterbacks, and they give even more help, where they add Jaxon Smith-Njigba, they add Devin Witherspoon at the fifth overall pick, added some more players there in the draft as well. I mean, they really surprised everyone last year, and it sounds like, you know, this is a roster that only got better this offseason. I mean, one of the things that was a big problem for them down the stretch was the interior defensive line. They signed Draymond Jones in free agency. So they've added a lot of talent. And I know some people are still not fully maybe sold on Geno Smith, but he pretty much did it all year last year. And again, they gave him Jaxon Smith-Njigba as well now, along with Tyler Lockett, along with DK Metcalf. Kenneth Walker was second in Offensive Rookie of the Year voting. They even had another running back in the second round as well, because we know how much Pete Carroll loves to run the ball. So I think Seattle, people should start giving them a little bit more respect, especially in the NFC, like you mentioned, which is really wide open after, you know, Philadelphia and San Francisco.
Yeah, that was my answer. Last one for Ari Mirov right now. How did you react to everything that transpired this past week with the Buffalo Bills and Stephon Diggs?
Yeah, I mean, I really didn't want to overreact, but when a head coach who, like Sean McDermott, who is so measured at the podium, usually really doesn't tip his hand at all, comes out and says he was very concerned, like, that raises your eyebrows, right? So it was a bit odd to see that. I'm not fully sold that everything is fully good right now and it's all resolved, because, A, we've seen Stephon Diggs do this in the past, but the reality is there is no way of, like, getting out of that contract if this really gets mayhem. They restructured his contract in March. He's under contract no matter what. You really can't trade it, because the amount of dead money that would hit would be way too much and extreme, especially for their cap. So he's going to be there this year. But Josh Allen kind of tipped his hand and said there's a communication problem. They got to do better there. So knowing Buffalo and their front office and their coaching staff and how great they've been over the years, I'm sure they'll figure it out. But this is a player who you really have to make sure it doesn't spill over, because whenever it does, like it did in Minnesota, and we have Rick Spielman here on our team at 33rd team, like, whenever it spills over, it's difficult potentially to control them. So they're gonna have to make sure they keep that in-house and make sure it doesn't boil over the way it did right now. But it sounds like they've done a little bit of a better job of controlling it, and hopefully it stays that way come training camp, because if it doesn't, it's gonna get a bit noisy in Buffalo.
They pump out a lot of great content on the 33rd team. Just did see a conversation they had with Bill Belichick. Make sure you check them out at the 33rd team FB, and also make sure you follow at My Sports Update for all the latest on the NFL with Ari Mirov. Ari, appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
Anytime, Zach. Thank you.